I was looking at the news wire. It says two refugees and a foreign student on a visa brought multi-drug resistant tuberculosis to Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 09 and 2011. Remember, we talked about this yesterday. It's unbelievable. It's like, why? Why? It's like, why? Why do we do this? It's like, there's no reason to. There's just no reason to. But I thought I would share that with you guys. Wisconsin. Oh, man. God. You know, it's funny. Yesterday, we did a story yesterday. Okay? We did a story that came, well, it was the day before yesterday. We basically run, a day behind. So if we whatever we do today will appear as a story tomorrow. That's how it works. So whatever you know, the top story of the day was, whatever was fun and exciting today, created into a story. And then it comes out tomorrow. So yesterday's story was the blue-collar billionaire story. It was the Trump story that I did the day before, where I broke down the various Trump businesses. And I took apart Obama's attack of Trump not being, you know, for the working people and so forth and so on. So I was trolling that story yesterday. That's what I do to get more eyeballs on the story. I actually troll. I know. Imagine that. I'm a troll warrior. So what I'll do is I'll go to it's very troll-like. I'll explain. It's very, very troll-like. So I'll go to, say, Mark Levin. And a lot of these people I follow. So either I go to Mark Levin, or Mark Levin will pop up on my timeline because he'll put out a tweet. So he'll put out a tweet that says, make sure you buy Levin TV tonight. We're going to be talking about the Constitution. You know, because every show Levin does is it's about the Constitution. Every show he does is about the Constitution. Every show Alex Jones does is about chemtrails and some other wacky government conspiracy. Every show that Glenn Beck does is like about God and faith. It's like they have a shtick. So Levin will go, "Bye, Levin TV. We're going to talk about the Constitution." So that will pop up. Or he'll say, make sure you, read this blog post I did about the Constitution. So then I will see that, and I'll go in the comment. So I'll click comment on it, and I'll go, "Oh, my God, Mark, what a great article. You are God's gift to conservatism. Check this article out." And then I leave a link to the article that we just did. So if it's early in his comment sections, like, or his post, and you see that he has 80 people that either retweeted his post, read his post, or commented on his post, I usually get a handful of people from that post. So normally I'll get four or five people who then like my post, or they'll comment on my post. So I'll troll and I'll go to Tapper. I'll go to Levin. I'll go to Sean Hannity. I'll go to Trump. I'll go to Breitbart. I'll go to Snurly from Limbaugh. I just will go down the list. Sometimes I get a good hit. Sometimes I'll get big action on a post. Sometimes I won't. Last night, I got big action. A lot of people were hitting on my blue-collar billionaire post. But I bring this up because I want to give you an example of liberals, of ignorant, retarded liberals. So one of these ignorant, retarded liberals hit me and said, and it's this, they're called Have a Green Year. They have 5,312 followers. Their handle is Have a Green Year at UPAYR, and it's an American flag, and it says vote for what is good for USA and not for what is good for party. Free film. And then they have a link that says stealingamericathemovie.org. See, look, I'm even giving these ignorant people a plug. Look at that. Aren't I a nice guy? Aren't I a nice guy? I'm giving these ignorant people a plug. I think I'm a nice guy. Anyways, they hit me, okay? They hit me, and they say this from my article. Laugh out loud, at GOP, at real Donald Trump, hires foreigners in USA, undocumented Poles, and HB visa workers at Mar-a-Lago. Rob Zicari Show at Sean Hannity. So, that was their response. It's kind of like the ABC News fact checkers. Remember we did the bit on ABC News, the Stephanopoulos crew fact checking Donald Trump's speech? And he threw out about 15 things about Hillary Clinton, and the fact checkers at ABC ignored more than half of the things and zeroed in things that Trump said, ignoring everything else. Your typical liberal, your typical ignorant, just completely oblivious, just oblivious to fact, reason, and afraid of knowledge, really. Let's face it. So that article we did, that basically is a 30-year history, a 30-year history, so to speak, of Trump. I mean, USFL was a long time ago. You know, that, I mean, that's like 80s. You know, the casino run, the Trump Taj Mahal. I mean, Atlantic City was booming for years and years and years. I mean, there's serious, serious history. And this Have a Green Year basically ignores all of that and talks about BuzzFeed or Daily Beast stories. That's what I'm saying. It's your typical ignorant, liberal, leftist propaganda spewers. Because Daily Beast does the same thing. It's almost like this is a Daily Beast worker. But this is your typical liberal voter, your typical liberal propaganda spewer to ignore 30-year history and go, well, let's not talk about Atlantic City. Let's not talk about USFL. Let's not talk about Trump Express. Let's not talk about all of these entities. Let's just talk about 1979 and the Polish immigrants that were hired to do demolition work on the Trump Towers. Okay, and, well, he didn't hire an American there. Again, we talked about this in the story, in the bit we did. You have to take everything as a sum. You know, you got to take everything, put it together, and say, okay, you had some failures, you had some success. Do the success outweigh the failures? Does the success and the people that were helped outweigh the failures and the people that were hurt? You could say Trump having a construction crew that hired 200 illegals from Poland in the 70s to do a demolition job being bad. Okay, I'm not going to spin. You could say bad. But what about the tens of thousands of American workers? Tens of thousands of American workers for the last 30 years. Doesn't that outweigh the 200 illegal Polacks? HB visa workers at Mar-a-Lago, the summer help? Again, all right. Bad. Bad. Trump should have hired 19-year-old kids that just want to get poontang for the summer and do a crappy job because they're out and back smoking joints and sneaking shots. Fine. Trump should have hired them. 100%. I'm going to agree with you. 100%. Trump should have hired them. Instead, he hired 100, 150 HB visa workers for the few months for seasonal help. You're right. Okay. So, doesn't the 2 or 3 years his USFL team was in business, doesn't the jobs that USFL team created, the business that USFL team generated from the residents that had businesses around the ballpark, hot dog stands, I mean, the list goes on and on. We documented this. Doesn't that outweigh the few hundred HB visa workers at Mar-a-Lago? I think so. So, okay. Okay, leftists, have a green year, stupid. Now what? It's like you're ignorant. You're a liberal dummy, okay? You're a liberal dummy. And then a bunch of other liberal dummies liked what this liberal dummy tweeted me. Like Diane Toucan. At Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Toucan, T-O-U-C-A-N. Diane Toucan. She liked it. And so did Teen Dolphin 39. Yeah, their handle is at 19Dolphin39. And their Twitter description is, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after justice, for they shall have their fill." And if you look at their timeline, I mean, they're just full of liberal BS. Sign the petition rejecting Paul Ryan's new health care plan. Then they, you know, they retweet people's stuff. Eileen DeFriest. "I lived in New York City during the 80s, 90s, and part of the 2000s. And there was never a more scorned, ridiculed person than Trump. Everyone disliked him." That's Eileen DeFriest. She's a gay American feminist living in London, New York City, or L.A. She's a writer. Dual Irish-American citizen, learning Spanish and the flamenco guitar. No direct messages, no lists. "Republicans are angry about Trump, not because he's a dumpster fire of a human, but because it reveals them to be." These are the people. These are the people. These are the people. Aline's an expert. You know that? Everyone disliked him because Aline hung out with everyone in New York. That's why she moved to London. That's why she's not even a citizen. So these are the liberal hacks, the liberal douche. These are the morons, okay? Lisa Guerrero. She needs to be deported, okay? Sounds like someone that needs to be deported. Lisa Guerrero. 48 followers. This putz. This putz. Just putz. Just putzes. They have a little meme that has a picture of when the sperm meets the egg inside a woman, and it's starting to form. And it says, "If you actively work to protect this," and it shows that picture. And then next to it is like an Ethiopian kid all huddled in a corner and emaciated. And it says, "But not this, then you are not pro-life." Yeah. If you are not actively helping emaciated African children, You're a real scumbag. Yeah. You're not worried about kids in other countries. You're a real scumbag. Okay. Unbelievable. So these are the scum that I got to deal with. These are the putzes. These are the ignorant people that I got to deal with. I do a great bit for a half hour. My writer puts together a great story. Takes him a few hours. We put it out there. And these morons bypass all the information and go, what about Mar-a-Lago? What about Mar-a-Lago? Imagine, these are the same people that vote for Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And you go, really, you voted for Bill Clinton? Yeah! Well, what about Monica Lewinsky? So? Well, it's the exact same thing what you're saying to me. I'm laying out all these great things that Trump has done for working people, and you're countering that with, what about Mar-a-Lago? What about the Polacks? Huh? What about the illegals? And I'm going, okay, that was bad, but all of these great things balance that bad thing out. What you're saying to me is, yes, the Bill Clinton fellatio scandal, lying to the American people, all of the things that he did in office that made the office look pretty skeevy, is minor in the positive that his presidency brought with jobs and the economy and so forth. Isn't that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay, well, don't you think you're a little hypocritical? No. Because Donald Trump's a douche. Oh, that's real intelligent. You're a real intelligent liberal. You're a real smart liberal. Okay. See, this is why I converted. This is why I used to be a liberal. Okay? I used to be a liberal, and then I switched. Because I couldn't stand being around these types of people for one more day. And I'm going to be around these people. Listen, that's why I don't have a lot of friends, because a lot of my friends are liberals. And when I'm around them for more than a half hour, I want to choke myself. Like, I want to choke myself. I want to choke myself so I don't have to listen to their liberal vomit that comes out of their mouth. And in August, I'm going back to Rochester for a few days to visit my family, who are all liberals. My sister is like the queen liberal. She's gay. She's got a girlfriend. And she's a liberal. Okay? So it's going to be 4 days of just, I mean, I don't know if I'll see her for 4 days. I'll definitely see her probably 2 days. Once on my birthday and another day just because she'll be at my parents' house. And I'll have to argue with her and her girlfriend. I'm going to be arguing with two lesbians. It's going to be me against Ellen DeGeneres and Rosie O'Donnell. Two militant lesbians. So I got to deal with this stuff. This is what I got to deal with. What about Mar-a-Lago? What about the visas? Okay, you're right. He messed up. What about the tens of thousands of workers in Alexa? What about the Polacks? Okay, you're right. He messed up. What about USFL? What about Trump Express? What about... He's just a douche, and no one likes him. Okay. All right. You win. You win. I'm a racist. You win. I'm a racist. I'm a homophobe. I'm everything bad. You got it. You got me. You win. Oh, God help me.